Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's all an act, every bit of it, like a Ringling Brothers circus, those hearings in the U.S. Senate on President Trump's nominees for his cabinet, and all the speculation about it. Inside the Senate, there is no speculation. Trump's cabinet is considered a done deal that's been sealed by campaign contributions the nominees have made to senators voting on the cabinet. Just like Trump says, when politicians get money, quote, they do whatever the hell you want them to do. Rex Tillerson, the nominee for Secretary of State, has given $26,000 to senators who vote on his nomination. Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, $42,000. Wilbur Ross for Commerce, $62,000. Andrew Puzder for Secretary of Labor has given $105,000 to senators who vote on his nomination. Betsy DeVos for Secretary of Education, more than $200,000. Which leads me to speculate on whether President Trump's nominees will make it to his cabinet. Yes, those who've made campaign contributions will be in that cabinet. All of them. Which leads me to speculate on whether President Trump will keep his promise to drain the Washington swamp of money buying politics. No, none of it. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com and the WGN Plus app.